Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Chav Tes. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yotes Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Kol mitzvah av al haben, ha'anoshim chayovim v'hanoshim b'toris. Any mitzvah for the son that are upon the father, men are obligated and women are exempt. Kol mitzvah ha'ben al ha'av, echad anoshim v'echad noshim chayovim. But any mitzvah for the father that are upon the son, both men and women are obligated. Kol mitzvah ha'seh she'azman grama, ha'anoshim chayovim v'hanoshim b'toris. Any positive time-bound mitzvah, which means a mitzvah that has to be done at a certain time, men are obligated and women are exempt. But any positive mitzvah that's not bound to time, both men and women are obligated. Kol mitzvah b'loisa asei ben she'azman grama ben shloi azman grama echad anoshim ve'echad hanoshim chayovim chutz mi'bar tashchis u'bar takif u'bar tatama lemesim. Any negative mitzvah, whether it's time-bound or not time-bound, both men and women are obligated, except for the case of shaving the beard, rounding the corners of the head, and a kohen becoming impure to a corpse, where women are exempt in all these three cases. Hasmichois, v'atnufois, v'agoshois, v'akmitzois, v'aktorois, v'amalikois, v'akabolos, v'achazuyois, noagois b'anoshim, v'eile noagois b'anoshim, chutz v'minchasoita, v'anazirus, shehein menifois. Only men perform the following services in the Beis HaMikdash: smicha, which is pressing on the korban's neck, waving, hagosha, which is bringing it close to the mizbeach, kamitza, which is taking a handful of mincha, which is a meal offering, burning on the mizbeach, malika, which is cutting the neck of a bird with one's fingernail, kabbalah, which is catching the blood of a slaughtered animal into a kli, and sprinkling. And the only exceptions are Soita and Nazira, who do waive their offerings, but in all other laws over here, they only apply to men and not to women. And the Gemara now quotes a Braisa: Mitzvah sha'av chayav la'aseis lebenoi, la'muloi, lifdeisei, le'lamdei Torah, le'lamdei umnus, la'asiyei isha. A father is obligated to do the following things for his son: to circumcise him, to redeem him if he's a firstborn, to teach him Torah, to teach him a trade, and to marry him to a woman. Rabbi Kiva Oimer after Lamdei Lashut al Pnei Hamayim, the Rabbi Kiva adds he must also teach him how to swim. And the Gemara now goes through to learn the sources for these cases. Lemarloi, how do we know that the father must circumcise his son? As we quote the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Bayem Hashmini, Yimol Basar Olasoi, on the eighth day he should circumcise the flesh of his foreskin. Lifdoisei, how do we know that the father has to redeem his son? Dichsiv, as we quote the Pasuk in Shemois Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chol b'chol adam b'vanecha tifteh, you shall redeem every human firstborn amongst your sons. L'lamdei Torah, how do we know that a father must teach his son Torah? The Pasuk says in Dvorim, in Perek Yud Aleph, in Pasuk Yud Tes, V'lamadtem oisam es b'neichem, you shall teach them to your children.